Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it has been said that an understanding of the forces that shape the events of the 20th and the 21st centuries is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but rather upon secrets to be discovered. An understanding of the forces that shape the events of the 20th century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but upon secrets to be discovered. So, how do you discover those secrets? Well, one way to do it would be to go to the Internet and Google in the words of the U.S. State Department misinformation, and it'll take you directly to the page of the U.S. State Department, where they have a whole section on misinformation. The things that you cannot believe because they're absolutely false, and you know it because our government has told you. For instance, there's danger from depleted uranium, that you didn't get the true story about what happened on 9/11, or that the idea that that it wasn't a plane that hit the Pentagon. And but one of the things that really intrigued me they listed there was a book by a man named John Perkins called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And they go into great detail how absurd the charges of John Perkins are, that he was an economic hitman hired indirectly by the NSA, the National Security Agency, to go to countries throughout the world, and his purpose was to get those countries to borrow money to get into debt so they could be brought under control, and of course, so that the corporatocracy, the group that he described as a combination of corporations and government and the military and the intelligence and the banking industry, the American corporatocracy could control nations throughout the world. It's a fascinating, intriguing book. If you haven't read Confessions of an Economic Hitman, if it's still in print, we do carry it. But, of course, and we even have a four-tape set of my interviews with John Perkins called Economic Hitmen, which is very, very important. But when Mr. Perkins, of course, was invited to go on to television programs across America, he was always told, well, of course, you're the only one who talks about this corporatocracy and how they murder world leaders who will not go along with them. Is there anybody else who has come forward to verify what you've said? Well, if there's nobody else, why, of course, it probably isn't true. Well, I guess this morning is Stephen Hyatt, who has written a book as old as Empire, published by the same people who were courageous enough to publish John Perkins' book, Economic Hitman. And I understand that your book, Mr. Hyatt, is doing very well.
Yes, it is, Dr. Stan, and good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, this is a follow-up, but John Perkins writes the foreword to Economic Hitman. We're going to be carrying the book if you'd like to get it. We think it is equally important because it verifies what John Perkins says, and that is that most of what you out there in the listening audience think you believe just ain't so. So why don't you pick up the story, Stephen, as you've evaluated this, and Stephen has a number of people who've been working in this field who've been willing to come forward. A lot of them are afraid to come forward, aren't they?
That's right. I worked with John in putting together this book, and he had some contacts, people that he knew. We had leads to talk with other people. So we were looking around for people who had been industry insiders, government insiders. We did find some, and so our book is a combination of people who had the inside story, economic hitmen, other inside investigators, and outside investigators who have spent a lot of time, years of other lives and money to uncover these situations, these stories. We talked with a number of people who it was very interesting actually to do, because as a, you know, as a book editor, you don't often get into the kind of cloak and dagger kinds of work. You know, your manuscript comes in and you start working on it, or you call somebody and say, can you, you know, work on this book for me. I was communicating indirectly with people whose names I did not know, through John, through other people. We talked, for example, with an Israeli retired general who had been worked as a basically as an arms dealer, who was handling arms sales that they did not want to make public. Israel has a history of working with South Africa, for example, when it was ruled in the apartheid regime. They favored, oddly enough, Iran during the Iran-Iraq war, and secretly gave them aid because they hated Iraq even more. So he was involved with that. And he decided after some time that he didn't want to come forward on that. I talked with, again, very indirectly, with another person who works in worked in the accounting department of the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad. And after some time, that person decided, for reasons of health, as you might suspect, it'd be better off not to participate in this book. I want to say, too, with people who are willing to come forward, as John Perkins points out, if you've read his book, you know, it's not easy to make a public confession that you have been involved in this kind of work, whatever aspect of it that you participated in. I worked for a number of months, for example, with a guy who was an engineer, worked for a large U.S.-Canadian consultancy firm, engineering firm. They were actually hired to build the power plants in Indonesia that John Perkins forecast the huge growth in demand for electricity for, that would justify taking on these huge loans. He was actually involved in the building of them. And so he goes over there. He's an idealistic guy. He thinks, I'm helping bring electricity modernization to the people of this third world country. This is a good thing. What he gets involved in is a whole series of several years of arranging everything about these power plants, which have never yet been built, by the way, so that eventually they will be built in such a way that the maximum profit will go to the Suharto family, who were running Indonesia at the time, without regard for how well they would work or if they would work. They had to be sited in an irrational place on the south coast, far away from area where the electricity would be used. That was because the site was owned by a member of the Suharto family. They had to be fueled by coal, even though Indonesia is a gas and oil producer, because the Suhartos had a mine in Australia that produced coal that they wanted to import.
We'll be back in just a moment with Stephen Hyatt. A game as old as empire.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Danny and I would like to invite you to join us for a night of Messianic praise and worship, Saturday, April the 7th at 7 p.m. The place is 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Large groups need to make reservations. Seating is limited. Call 970-587-5267 or 303-654-9924. And we hope to see you there. Shalom.
Well, Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Bill Sardi. Well, my guest this morning is Stephen Hyatt. We're talking about his book, A Game as Old as Empire. And, of course, the whole idea is to get the nation in debt. In other words, Stephen was talking about Indonesia. What you do is you get the nation to take on a lot of debt. And then, of course, most of the money that comes in from taxation of the people funnels back to the United States or to our corporations or our banks or our World Bank or the International Monetary Fund. Now the people are enslaved by their own government. We don't have to enslave them. Why, the debt enslaves them. And, of course, we put Suharto in power. We toppled Sukarno. There were literally hundreds of thousands of Sukarno's supporters who were slaughtered. I mean, they said that the rivers ran red with the blood. You didn't hear about that in America, but you can look in the slaughter that came about as we killed Sukarno's followers. The military did it, of course. The military, under our direction, we brought the Suharto's family into power. And as long as the Suharto's and the others played ball and did what we told them, that was fine. If they didn't, we toppled them. We got them voted out of power. Or, as John Perkins mentions, if you can't get them out of power any other way, maybe they're idealistic, they want to do what's best for the people, then you send in the jackals, and they're the professional assassins who kill them. And he cites instance after instance after instance where the people in our government have actually killed other national leaders who didn't go along with our agenda. Now, from my point of view, I believe that there are a group of wicked and evil people who've taken control of America and are using it for their personal benefit and for their aggrandizement and for their agenda. This doesn't represent America and the noble things that it should represent, but rather the secret agenda of what John refers to as a corporatocracy. So, Stephen, you were telling us that here that you talked to this gentleman, he's going to build a power plant over there. They're not going to put the power plants where they're needed. They're going to burn coal rather than oil because the Suharto family controls the coal interests. So pick the story up.
Okay, so he's basically driving around the Isle of Java trying to find the right site that will please the Suharto family. He's making all kinds of arrangements that will be basically payoffs for these people. So when we come to write about this experience, I want to say too that the whole deal was so corrupt, the construction so fraught with problems that after some 15 years, even the World Bank put the kibosh on it, and it's now only being reopened as a deal. Several billion dollars were lent to Indonesia to build this thing. A lot of money was spent. Nothing really ever happened. So we go to write about this, and it's incredibly traumatic for him. He stays up all night kind of opening his soul. And he said, you know, I thought I had put this behind me. I thought I had done that, but I clearly had not. The This was a horrible time for me. It nearly destroyed me. It nearly destroyed my family. We could never quite complete a manuscript. I hope someday he can come forward and tell what he knows, because he knows some very interesting things. As one kind of example of how difficult this really is to come forward in public, talk about these things, even if you're not faced with threats from people, it's traumatic. So on the other hand, we talked with somebody whose career was in many ways parallel to that of John Perkins. I'm speaking of a guy named John Christensen, who I happened to read an article he had written, and I said to myself, this is early on in our process, this guy is an economic hitman. And indeed, that is a role that he had played. He had been an offshore banker on the Isle of Jersey, which is one of the Channel Islands off the coast of Britain. It's an offshore banking haven, tax haven. And John Christensen had come from this small island. He went back to it after becoming an economist, and he got a job in the offshore banking industry. He moved into a very nice lifestyle. This is very cushy. He was an advisor to the island's government on its policies. He drew a very nice salary, had a nice home, yachting on the weekends. You know, it was great. Just as John Perkins describes, it's very heady. You have power, you have prestige, people are fawning over you. You know, it sounds great. So he looked around, as John Perkins did, and said, you know, that may be true, but look at what I am involved in. Look at the impacts of people around the world. Look even at the impacts of people on the island, because the influx of this hot money was having a horrible effect on actually most of the people on the island. A small group, as you were describing, does very well, but the rest of the people do not. It distorts everything, you know.
Is it inflation or what?
Through inflation, you know, people, your ordinary person, and suddenly wealthy people move in because it's a tax haven. They can buy anything they want. They bid up the prices so that you can no longer afford to live there, really. You become sort of a servant stuck in the back 40, whereas before you've been an ordinary person, a citizen, a respected member of the community. Now you're some sort of, underclass person. And so it's incredibly distorting to just this small island. So he decides to get out, and he leaves for London. Excuse me. And he's now involved in something called the Tax Justice Network, which is a worldwide network. There's a branch in the U.S. called Tax Justice USA. They've just set up one for Africa, which desperately needs such an organization. And what they're involved in is a program to bring these offshore banking centers under control. Right now, there are about 70, I believe 72 tax havens that function in this way. And offshore is a term of art, by the way. We were talking about islands, the Cayman Islands, Jersey, but Switzerland, Luxembourg, these are also, for these purposes, offshore banking havens. And what these places are largely is countries that whose main product that they're known for, as Idaho is known for growing potatoes and Iowa is known for corn and hogs, these places are known for money laundering. And what they do, many things that they do, because what we found is that these offshore banking centers have really become, in the last generation, since John Perkins worked, really central to the workings of the world economy. And they fuel corruption that has become central to the workings of the world economy. We can take the example of General Sani Abacha, who ran Nigeria in the late 1990s. General Abacha had a standing order with the Central Bank of Nigeria to wire transfer to his Swiss bank accounts $15 million every day, every single day. He eventually stole, in this manner, several billion dollars. He suddenly drops dead of a heart attack one day, about 1998 or something. His successors try to get the money back. They are only partly successful. The banks have a habit of, once this money is deposited with them, not being willing to let it go. And it becomes obviously if the guy who owns it, like General Abacha, dies suddenly, and they get to keep it. Isn't that wonderful? They also were not able to get the fees back that were charged for handling this money. And as you can imagine, if you're handling money for the Medellin cartel, if you're laundering money for the Russian mafia, if you're hiding money from third world leaders who are stealing it, you get to charge very nice fees for doing that kind of business. So they kept those fees. And interestingly enough, we can say, General Batlló, a very corrupt guy, this is very evil to steal billions of dollars from a developing country. The money should go for developing the economy, for improving education, water resources, and so on. All the things that they need. It was instead stashed sitting in his Swiss bank accounts. Very evil guy. But look at Switzerland. Look at what happened there. The banks, were they saying, oh, well, the Nigerian people are so generous paying their president. It's unbelievable. No, they knew the money was stolen. They knew it was stolen. They didn't care. And interestingly enough, when all this finally did come out, no Swiss banker was ever charged, even charged, let alone go to jail for, you know, a massive case of money laundering.
And, of course, there are all sorts of laws against this, international laws, but these people are above the law because they work in concert. And so much of the banking industry really does work in concert with this corporatocracy. And but the great tragedy is, of course, that by getting these countries in debt, then the country uses the force of law to tax their people, but instead of using that money to, you know, provide the basic services that the people need or to help build up their own industry, why it all funnels off to Western countries, usually, of course, to the United States. And the people, half the people in the world, live on $2 a day, and we live in affluence here. I mean, nothing wrong with affluence, but you have to understand that there are corrupt and evil people in our government who are rewarding us as they're impoverishing the rest of the world. And what we need is a level playing field. What we need, certainly, is not to destroy ourselves. On the other hand, we bear moral responsibility for what our government is doing and for what our intelligence agencies are doing. And when they have people who go around killing world leaders, deposing world leaders, and going through this process of getting foreign countries to, you know, to actually to get so deeply in debt that the people can never get out of debt. This is the problem. By getting nations in debt, you get the people in debt to their government. And of course, one of the interesting things, and even the State Department website talks about why John Perkins talks about how we wanted to get debt, why the United States is the country that is trying to forgive debt. Why we're not trying to get countries in debt. The United States is leading the world movement to forgive third world debt. What's the truth about that? Because you've got a section of the book about that.
We do. Jim Henry, who's an economist, a lawyer, and an investigative reporter, has looked very hard into this question. We saw a couple of years ago at the meeting of the G8 world leaders in Gleneagles, Scotland, triumphant announcement that they had forgiven $40 billion in debt, or were going to, of the poorest and most indebted third world countries.
Well, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, $40 billion. But let's put this in perspective. The developing world, if you can call it that, because many of these countries are not developing, owes something like $3.2 trillion to the first world. They pay $375 billion a year in debt service. You might say, well, they borrowed the money, didn't they? Are they responsible? Well, interesting about that, Jim Henry estimates that at least $1 trillion of this $3.2 trillion was outright stolen. That is, the money was borrowed, say, a government agency in Ecuador borrows $100 million for a power plant or a water system. In many cases, then, much of this money is skimmed off the top before anything is ever built. Maybe, you know, $20, $30 million goes for bribes for officials. It goes to the people. They overpay for the land. They do all kinds of things. That money, of course, doesn't even stay in Ecuador. It flows very rapidly. Sometimes within hours after the loan documents are signed in New York or London, back into first world banks or into offshore banking havens, which are largely controlled by the money center banks in New York, London, Tokyo, and so on. So in many cases, these guys were basically taking out loans. They were stealing much of the money. The money was, within hours, coming right back to the banks who had made the loan in the first place.
We'll be back in just a moment. The game is old as empire. Right back.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Veterans, use your VA benefits to buy a home. Take advantage of today's buyer's market. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Perfect credit and down payment are not required for a VA home loan. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans achieve home ownership through a VA mortgage. Get more information on a VA loan, call Jamie at Destiny Lending, 970-214-1374. That's 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith of Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Here at the American Freedom Network, on our guest this morning, Stephen Hyatt, out of the book, A Game as Old as Empire. We're going to carry the book because we think it's a very important book. Stephen, how can people, do you have a website you'd like to get out?
Yes, we do. It's www.gameasoldasempire.com, all one word.
Gameasoldasempire.com. And certainly Mr. Perkins is dedicated to getting the information out. And how many people do you actually interview? Because there are separate chapters, one by Mr. Christian that we were referring to, who is the economist on the Isle of Jersey. And But there are, what, pretty close to 10 different
There are 12
chapters.
So we have a number of people participating in the project. For example, I haven't talked too much about one, but it's a very interesting one. It's about the export credit agency business. These are very quiet financial institutions sponsored by each of the major countries. The United States has one called the Export-Import Bank. Britain has one, Germany, Belgium, France, Japan, and so on. These are some of the largest financial institutions in the world. They were involved in, I have a figure here for 2004, $788 billion in world trade. Now, these groups, you would think they're assisting world trade. They're helping to make loans to help our manufacturers export products. What could be wrong with that? Well, a number of things are wrong with that. For starters, a lot of what they do is very secretive. They issue few public reports on the deals that they do. And a lot of the deals that they do turn out not to look very good. They get involved in financing a lot of these corrupt deals, dams that are environmentally problematic, for example. That'll displace thousands of farmers. They are very heavily involved in arms exports. But just a case, for example, this last year, the government of Tanzania, it's one of the poorer countries in Africa, which is a poorer continent on the globe, was contracting with a British aerospace firm for early warning radar system. And this is a country which has virtually no air force. It has, a small army. It's a very poor country. Why were they needing an advanced radar system? Were they expecting an attack from Sri Lanka or Cambodia or what? And if they did find such a thing coming in, what would they do about it? Well, nothing. But it would be a very nice deal. The money would, of course, it would be lent to them. They obviously don't have the money to buy such a piece of hardware. It would go to the British aerospace firm and its suppliers. The Export Credit Agency would help finance this, help them take out the loans. Of course, they have no capability of maintaining such a bit of advanced technology, so they would need consultants over the years to do that, if indeed they did. Largely, there would be bribes involved, of course, with officials who would then deposit their money in offshore banks to keep it secret. Maybe they would go out and get it after a while, retire very nicely to the south of France or California or something. So it's a nice deal lubricated by the Export Credit Agency. And in this case, the Serious Fraud Unit of the British government got wind of this and launched an investigation. They were told by no less than the Prime Minister, Tony Blair, George Bush's ally, to shut up, to back off, to let this deal go through, even though on the face of it, it's an incredibly corrupt and wrong thing to do, to push these people to buy a bit of military hardware that, they have no use for in a very obvious way.
And then, of course, the people are the ones who are going to have to be taxed. The poor people of the country are going to have to be taxed to pay the they'll never be able to pay off the principal, and this is how you enslave the people throughout the world. Little wonder that people look upon the United States as an exploiter. And it's not we, you and I out there in the listening audience that are doing this, but the corporatocracy that ties into the organizations we so often talk about. But you and I are guilty if we're not involved in trying to expose this type of corruption, which goes to the very highest levels of our government, because both political parties are in on this, as is the CIA and is the banking system. And the Export-Import Bank is one of those organizations building up in communist China, one of the best enemies money can buy. I mean, and just one of the methods of doing this, they do it through the World Bank, they do it through the IMF, they do it through the Asian Development Bank, the Far East Development Bank, all of these these organizations using American money and American taxpayers' money, most of it built upon debt, a debt that one day we too will have to repay.
Well, there's a connection here, and we should draw this out perhaps a little more for our listeners, because we can start with the offshore banking industry. One of the things, points that John Christensen makes is that one-third of all the wealth in this world is now held in secret offshore accounts. Now, these are not the kinds of things that you or I have access to, but if you're extremely wealthy, you might go to your banker, and your banker might say, well, you know, Fred, Janet, a lot of your money, we should start moving it to the Cayman Islands, say, where you won't have to pay taxes. You can arrange to have payments that come to your offshore account. You can hide that money. You won't be taxed on it. And it might sound, you know, good. I'd like to avoid taxes, right? Well, what happens, of course, if wealth of this amount is held in secret accounts is that it's, of course, off the tax rolls. And what this means is you and I and our listeners have to make up the difference. If the people who actually have most of the wealth are hiding much of it, then we have to make up the difference, or when we need something, whether it's, better police services, education, healthcare, roads, the money isn't there. Or we have to go into debt rather than paying it as we go through taxes because we have to borrow. So we have to make up the difference. Ordinary people do. So that's one impact of it. Again, what this means with wealthy elites around the world, whether they're in the first world or in the third world countries, stashing their money in offshore accounts, or it's the Medellin cartel corporations, is that what this signifies is that they are withdrawing from participation in their communities and in their countries, no matter how much they may wave the flag on the 4th of July and talk about America's the greatest country and so forth. They don't really believe it. They're withdrawing their participation from our communities and our country. What they're doing basically is getting the benefits. They get tax breaks, they get this, they get that. They get, of course, protected by our police and our armed services. But they've withdrawn from helping to support the country. They're not giving back. They're taking.
And, of course, this is what's happening in the third world country. As the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, but it's all mediated with the technical debt. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Travel is the world's largest industry, growing 23% faster than the global economy. Online travel is the fastest growing segment of e-commerce. You can have your own online travel business, enjoy the tax advantages of a home-based business, and the rewards of excellent company bonuses like medical benefits and life insurance. For a brief presentation, go to www.tripandtourrewards.com. That's tripandtourrewards.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest today is Stephen Hyatt on the book, A Game as Old as Empire. And people do not understand that what goes around comes around. Today, our own debt for our country is about $55 or $60 trillion. We've created a mountain of debt. All the promises that the government has made to take care of us. Oh, we just love you. We're going to provide for your drugs and your health. But where's the money coming from? There isn't any. No way can they possibly accomplish all the wonderful things that they've said. And the only way they can accomplish what they've done is simply to destroy the value of our currency, impoverish our people, and of course we will end up as a third world nation as well. But this is because, and I believe there is a spiritual element to this, because we've allowed this corporatocracy to use our CIA and our military and our financial might to bring poverty and oppression to people throughout the world. Now, certainly, how do the third world people really feel about America that has exploited their governments and used them to oppress the people of those nations?
Well, you know, I think that that, of course, is going to vary across the world because individual countries have, you know, their own individual relationship with the United States. But I think there's basically a dual feeling about the U.S. On the one hand, much of what the U.S. has stood for, its ideals through history, has been very positive. And you find in country after country, as they have struggled to create a constitutional democracies, to overthrow oppressive governments, that they have looked at least in part to the example of the American Revolution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. So there are many things that they find attractive about the United States. On the other hand, they also see that despite the ideals contained in, say, the Declaration of Independence, that our government has not always acted in ways that respect that declaration and those rights. Of course, this makes, you know, people angry. They see hypocrisy. They see, okay, it's okay for you to declare your sovereignty against Great Britain. You want to leave the British Empire, but you want other people to be subordinate to you. In much the same way that you were subordinate and controlled by the British. You don't see that this must be a two-way street, that what you want for yourselves, you must want for other people if you're to be righteous about this. So people are, you know, have conflicts about this. They see the good that we have done and can do, and they also see what, in fact, often is actually done. So this is a situation that we have to deal with, and so we shouldn't be surprised when we see expressions of people, you know, angry at America for doing this or that. But we often have to realize that what they want us to do is to live up to what we say we are, rather than turn our backs on it.
Well, isn't a lot of this really what is done to keep the countries subservient, so we can get their raw materials at a very low rate, so that we can have the production and we won't have to pay a high price for copper or for zinc or for the other products of these countries?
Well, sure. One of the chief strategic resources, of course, is oil. You know, people are talking, have been talking for the last few years about peak oil, that is the year or period in which the maximum amount of oil will be pumped, and after which production will decline as oil fields are played out and fewer reserves are brought online to replace them. We don't know exactly when that is. It's been forecast for many years. It could be this year. It could be 10 years from now. We do know that it's coming. And certainly strategic planners in the U.S. and other, you know, major countries have been looking around to secure sources of oil. I wouldn't want to suggest that the Iraq war, the overthrow of Saddam Hussein and the occupation of Iraq was 100% simply to get its hand, get our hands on Iraq's oil wealth, but it sure looks that way. You could certainly be tempted to think that. If Iraq was the major world exporter of turnips, I don't think you would see U.S. soldiers there, would we? In fact, Iraq has the second or third largest oil reserves in the world, and unlike Saudi Arabia, there's a bunch of Iraq that has not yet been fully explored. So some people believe that, in fact, there may be more oil there than we know about it right now. Just at the present time, the Iraq's parliament is set to approve a new oil law. And this oil law has been pushed by the United States and the International Monetary Fund. What it will do is turn Iraq's oil industry largely over to Western oil multinationals, Chevron and British Petroleum and so on. They will control the industry through what are called production sharing agreements.
And all the time I thought we went over there to bring democracy. Well, you're going to totally disillusion me.
Well, it's interesting because we helped put Saddam Hussein.
I'm saying this with tongue in cheek, of course, you know.
And, we put him into power in the first place, so it's a little odd that we then had to replace him.
Right. Well, the book is an excellent read. It verifies what John Perkins has said, and you out there in the listening audience must understand the world is not as we've been told. Really, there is no Santa Claus. The Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny don't exist. And so much of what you've been told about who really runs America and how this system really works is just not true. It's not that it couldn't work that way. It's not that it hasn't in the past worked that way. But unfortunately, there is a corporatocracy. I think Mr. Perkins is absolutely right. Is Mr. Perkins' health doing all right now?
Yes, he's well.
All right, fine. I will have to get him back on again. He's an excellent guest, and you are as well, and we
Thank
certainly
you.
Appreciate so much your being with us. And again, the book, A Game as Old as Empire. America has an empire. We've exploited the empire. It's time we took America back. It did both his right. It was profitable for a very small group. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Dan.
Bye-bye.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful, well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, Stan here. If you'd like to get the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, we carry it. If you'd like to get a Game as Old as Empire, we'll be carrying that as well. And then we have a 4-tape set of my interviews with John Perkins at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We need to take America back, to have people in government who believe in America, who believe in the Constitution, and are willing to take a stand for it and to do what's right, even though they are risking their lives. And as I write one of my latest newsletters, and I look at all the people who tried to tell the American people that during the Vietnam War we were financing the North Vietnamese for 10 years to keep that war going, to keep the slaughter going, never allowing our boys to win the war any more than we're allowing them to win the war over in Iraq or Afghanistan. And in Afghanistan, we fund the Pakistani government that finances Pakistani intelligence, that finances the Taliban, that are killing American boys in Afghanistan. It's Vietnam all over again. And if you don't understand that, why you don't understand what's going on, why has it taken us 4 years to increase the troop strength in Iraq and try to do what is logical and try to secure the country? Why did it take 4 years? Why are we just now reopening the government factories that we closed when Paul Bremer went over there in May of 2003 and disbanded the army and disbanded the police force and disbanded the civil service and closed down all of the government-run factories and threw 100,000 people out of work? Why did it take 4 years to figure maybe we ought to open the factories and try to create jobs for the people so that they wouldn't become terrorists as the only means of making a living to support their wives and children? Ladies and gentlemen, you couldn't do such a bad job unintentionally. And now it looks like we're getting ready for a war with Iran. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for the implications? Are you ready for $6 or $8 or $10 a gallon gasoline? Do you realize what this will do to our economy? Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. First of all, you've got to become informed. You've got to understand what's going on. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then you need, or you can get the DVD or video. They tell you the same story on the special that even has the tape recording with it. You need to get my new DVD, Forbidden Secret. That's Forbidden Secret, which will take you into the spiritual forces that have guided the world up until the present time and how they impact on what's going on today. You need to understand George Bush, and we have a great new DVD, very professionally done, put out by Chris Pinto, who put out The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and now we have Riddles in Stone. And you'll be fascinated as you see what a great job Chris Pinto has done. Chris will be our guest tomorrow morning, but Riddles in Stone, and a very important video. It explains to you the world revolution, the fire in the minds of men. And then when you hear our president, they have the clip of him saying it, you know, about the fire in the minds of men. They understand. They just don't want you to understand. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Danny and I would like to invite you to join us for a night of Messianic praise and worship, Saturday, April the 7th at 7 p.m. The place is 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Perry.